pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Baseball starts this week, and we are going to be talking more about that as the week progresses. Also, I just want to let you know, Daddy doesn't talk much to the media anymore. But Billy C. from Lincoln called me, who's now in New York.
All right.
I've been in touch with Billy C., and he is set to join us tomorrow on the program.
You would not want to miss that.
He's going to let us know how things are going out east and how he's adjusting to life in the pros again. So he's going to join us tomorrow on the program. But today, we continue to talk about basketball.
He's a run game coordinator? Is that correct? I mean, what a weird position for Bill Callahan, Mr. West Coast. He's now the run game coordinator for the Jets.
Well, didn't Nate Katzer get hired by Jacksonville as the assistant special teams coach? What? I guess when you have that many coaches, you got to assign names to them. I don't know. But the former UNK assistant. Basketball, you were telling me a story here that I did not know about before the program, which is just a head-scratcher and will evolve into a couple of different things. There was some great sub-district basketball last night, and the only way for there to be great sub-district basketball is there have to be upsets. I mean, that's what makes it kind of great. There has to be some overtimes. There have to be some teams that weren't supposed to win that do win, and unfortunately that's heartbreak time for the other teams. But we saw Heartland almost go down last night. Bill from Deschler was talking about that yesterday. Deschler rolls in their game. And then Grand Island Central Catholic did go down to Gibbon in a hard-fought game that I got a chance to watch and call last night. So now Gibbon will play Ravenna for the sub-district final, third time they've met. There were some other very good games last night, but you relaying the story to me about the Cambridge-Alma game last night that had a very weird start.
Well, very bizarre setting. Cambridge shows up in Holdridge, where the sub-district is played. They brought the wrong uniforms. They were designated to be the home team, in which that designates you to wear the white jerseys. And for some reason this year, they have to be white jerseys, not cream, not gold, which for some reason the NSAA felt that that was very much a point of emphasis. So that's why you do not see, you brought up after the fact, that that's why you do not see, say, Kearney Catholic wear the gold at home like you see, or several teams in the area. That was just the example you brought. It must be a white jersey. So you had Alma in their cardinal red jerseys, and then Cambridge brought their black jerseys, which I guess then forced the officials before the game to start by basically state rule, and I'm sure it wasn't very fun to enforce this, that every player that steps on the floor would receive a technical. So obviously you start the game with five technicals, which in essence 10 free throws, and then they would hand the ball to you to start the game. They made 7 out of the 10 free throws, so they start with a 7-0 lead in a game which Alma, I think, would have been favored in before the thing started. But nonetheless, you got a 7-0 lead in the ball to start the game, kind of a leg up on the competition.
Well, it was a 2-3 matchup, and two thoughts about this. Is that really in the spirit of competition and the spirit of the rule? I understand one technical, but 5 technicals and then a technical if you want to sub a kid.
Then I understand. I believe that once they sub somebody in, it was a technical every time.
See, now is that,
because that's an ineligible player.
Is that in the spirit of the rule? I told you, and secondly.
Now, Cambridge entered this game 7-11, so yeah.
But I will say that this is somewhat of an honest mistake because of the following fact, and I have seen this a couple of times already, girls and boys. It's all about the way you set up the bracket. Well, normally, you would think, well, we're the 2 seed, we're the 3 seed, they're the 2 seed. The higher seed is always home. Not necessarily, and if you look at the brackets, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But right now, this year, most cases, if you look at your bracket, that number 2 seed is on the bottom line. So whoever advances on, if there's a bunny bracket game, which there was the night before for Cambridge against Southwest, they move on. Usually if there's not a bunny bracket game, they don't always have it that way. But if you go and look at the brackets this year, that's the way it is. So Cambridge technically was on top of the bracket, which made them the home team. I don't know if there's a memo set out. I don't know if you're just supposed to realize this, but if it's different than in the past, because that's not always the case. That's not always the case. Sometimes it is for conference tournaments. Sometimes it isn't. But
you brought up a case at the state tournament.
Well, at the state tournament, I'm pretty sure I have my facts right here. Hastings boys, I don't know, this may have been 6-8 years ago, had the wrong uniforms. And in Hastings listeners, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the Hastings boys went to state with the wrong uniforms for their opening round game. And if recollection serves my dead brain cells right, they played the 11 o'clock game or the 11:30 game, the second game, and they borrowed the white uniforms from the home team the first game, which I think was Skylar. I believe they were green and white. So Hastings was playing with the green, white uniforms, green trim, and then the black shorts. And the kicker is, obviously, some of these uniforms had been worn for the entire first game and didn't look or smell particularly well.
Interesting.
I believe that was Hastings. And maybe it was Grand Island Northwest. But
these are bizarre situations. I have not heard of this happening anywhere. And obviously, you know, during the year, you don't have to worry about that because, you know, when you're at home, you wear the home jerseys, and when you're on the road, you wear your road jerseys. But in the sub-district play, you're right, Douglas. I think when you're the higher seed should always be, and it shouldn't come down to that.
Just got a phone call. Hastings used Skylar's uniforms. They were nice enough to, Skylar was nice enough to lend those over.
Is that what I said?
Yep.
Yeah. So, hey, I got a little memory.
6 or 8 years ago, Douglas, it comes back to Doug on short notice.
What do you... And it was a weird sight. So, yeah, Hastings, see, that happened. And I was thinking last night, and again, it's all about spirit of competition. So tell me, you know, what do you think? Cambridge should have not been nailed for a technical every time. And, again, a little unclear about whether when a sub came in, if they got a technical foul.
Maybe, you know, perhaps somebody out there that was at that game last night can 1-888-455-3776 fill us in on that situation. But I believe, and this just, I went to the referees rules meeting, and this was one of their big points of emphasis about
It's a new rule this year. Because you used to be able to wear kind of whatever you wanted at home as long as it was light, but it's a brand new rule.
Well, the white is new this year.
The white is new. That's why it was a point of emphasis.
Okay.
You know, they have 2 or 3 minor changes, and that one, in the grand scheme of things, is kind of a major thing. So, but the point is, there shouldn't have been a technical foul every single time. That's not in the spirit. And I also must point out, they were playing in Holdridge. The Holdridge boys weren't playing last night. Wouldn't there have been, I mean, because if Hastings could wear Skylar, wouldn't there have been a way to get a hold of some light-colored uniforms?
Why?
Because, obviously, Cambridge a little far to run home or anybody to travel and get there and get them their uniforms by game time. So, I don't know. It's a bad mistake, obviously, but, again, it's still the spirit of the rule. It's not meant to take a team totally out of a game.
Well, no, and it certainly.
It's like the Storm showing up with the wrong jerseys, and they say, well, you have to skate 3-on-5 the whole first period. And I'm sure at some times this year, Bliss Littler has thought that's what's been going on out there, and he is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are pleased to be joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Bliss Littler. Did you just get off the ice?
Just got off the ice, guys.
How was practice?
Oh, well, actually, it was good.
Good.
You know, just. A little light. Had a couple more guys that are in getting MRIs today. It just continues. Can't tell you why, but it looks like both the kids are in this morning. They'll be able to continue playing.
Coach, it seems kind of one of those situations when it rains, it pours. You guys, last week, I know, suited up 17 players is all you had available to you. Obviously trying to get some people healthy, but the kids really coming together and playing much better hockey the last couple games.
Well, I would agree with that. It's you know, it's just natural that you kind of we went through that stretch at the start of the year, you know, the 16 of 21 on the road, and we got through that basically healthy. That was, you know, I figured that stretch there would be really tough to get through, and you just hope you didn't get the injury bug, and we're fortunate there that basically the only kid we lost, we had to move to a different league, was the Vargas kid. And then, you know, you come back, you're excited for the holiday break. You come back from that, and you know, it just started at that point where we were feeling that we were making pretty good strides, and basically us, Lincoln, and Sioux Falls were all, one week you'd be third place, the next week you'd be fifth, but all three teams are pretty tight. And Jimmy Jensen sends an email and tells us he's not coming back from Sweden. That's, you know, he's a little lovesick, and so from there, then it was just, it started the next game with the injuries, and I thought we're healthy, for as healthy as we're going to get, February 7th, the day after the trading deadline, and it starts with Jordan Van Gilder with a broken ankle in practice. Then it goes to Cameron Cooper, a concussion, and it's his fourth one that he's had over 3 years. And you can't mess with the kid's head there. He can't play, and just not till a doctor says he's ready and the kid says he's ready. And so he's been out for 3 weeks, but we think we'll get him back at some point. And we'd make a deal for a kid in Waterloo. He comes over, he plays one game in one period, and knocks his shoulder out for the year. Jordan Willard knocks his shoulder out, and he's got to have surgery. But, you know, Jordan's such a tough kid. He says, hey, I've been here 3 years. I'm going to give you everything I can. I'll play with the pain and have surgery, you know, when the season's done, or if it pops out again. So we're kind of on borrowed time with him. But so you have those things happen, and I think it's only natural where kids kind of feel sorry for themselves, thinking that, you know, we're going to try and make a run and see if we can be a contender, and all of a sudden things aren't going your way, and you start feeling sorry for yourself. And in this league, boy, if you feel sorry for yourself, it's not going to go your way. And then at some point, I think the guys realize, hey, you know, the league says we play 60 games. We got to play them all. And you kind of get tired of, at some point, of, you know, being taken out back by the woodshed and having your butt whooped. And, you know, then you start playing a little bit harder, and, you know, hopefully you get some goaltending. And I think that's where we're at right now, where guys are, they know the situation that we're in, and they just got to battle through it. You know, I've told them, quit worrying about Sioux Falls. Let's worry about winning our next game. And when we get to the end of 60, we'll see where we're at. But let's not, you know, we can't really worry about Sioux Falls. We need to worry about ourselves trying to find a way to win the next game. And you know, our last couple, we've definitely played better.
Bliss Littler, head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess that kind of leads into the next question I wanted to ask Bliss. 10 points behind, 17 games to go. Obviously, it's going to take, in the big picture, it's going to take a heck of a run here to try and catch them and make the playoffs. So, mentally, you know, I guess you touched on it, play one game at a time type of thing, but if there's nothing to play for, that's kind of tough to play. What have you told the kids, I guess, as you head into this stretch, besides the let's just play them one game at a time, I guess, as far as getting ready for next year and for some of these kids getting them ready for college?
Well, that's if you're a Central Hockey League team, if you're a pro team, right now the effort that you would have, you'd be god-awful. I mean, it'd be so bad. Here, us as coaches and as fans, those playoffs are so dang important. To the players, they're important. But you know what? The players are here for development. I mean, really, it's a stepping stone, and no fan ever wants to hear that your city, that you're a stepping stone. Yeah. But the kids, it's about them getting better. That, you know, a kid like Mike Cicci, a kid like let's say Brandon Martell that's supposed to be going to Minnesota next year. Seachie's supposed to be going to North Dakota. Chris Hickey's supposed to be going to Wisconsin. Well, they need to have a good last 7 weeks. They need to get better, or their school will be telling them that, you know, you're not where we want you. You're going to play another year of junior hockey. So they do have something to play for. Kids that don't have a scholarship are playing for a scholarship every night. And that's one of the great things about our league is every night you're being looked at, you're being seen by somebody. And, you know, a kid like Cici, it's his draft year. And we've got NHL people in the stands every night. And so you have NHL people here watching you. So that they do have something to play for. And then there are also kids that don't have anything that, hey, they're not just playing for trying to hook up with a team. They're playing to see if we want them back here. So basically we're doing a lot of evaluating at the same time that if you get to the end of the year and I haven't had to do this, but you get to the end of the year and you're not playing in the postseason, well, you look back and say, hey, you know, we've had a formula that's been pretty dang good, that had an expansion team one time in 19 years. That's the only team I've ever had that didn't make the playoffs, and it's the only team I've ever, this is the only one I've had to get to 1st of February and not be 500. So you examine, you know, hey, what am I doing as a general manager? What am I doing as a head coach? Did I do something different this year? And then you go to your staff and you evaluate them. Are we working hard enough? Are we grinding out? Are we at the tournaments we're supposed to be? Are we there at 8 in the morning? Are we leaving at 10 at night? Or are we taking shortcuts? Then you look at the type of players you have. You know, do we have the horses to win the race? Okay, if the answer is no, well, the buck stops with me. I have the final say on every kid we draft. Now I give my coaches a lot of leeway in the draft. They're out there watching the kids, and so you evaluate yourself, your staff, the players. And right now I have Tom on the road. Basically, he's been on the road. He'll be on the road for almost 5 weeks. And it's basically evaluating our futures picks and getting himself ready for the May draft. And you may evaluate the year and just say, you know what? It came down to the futures draft 2 years ago that six of the 12 went to college or played major junior before we got them.
You got to quit letting Daddy make picks. That's all there is to it, boys. You got to quit letting Daddy make picks.
You know what, Daddy? I think your pick's still playing with us, though. I think he was a pretty good pick, wasn't he?
Well, it was Cici.
Well, yeah, I think he had a little inside information from Larson. His lips were a little loose one night talking to you down at your favorite establishment.
Evidently, well, we need more of those meetings.
Bless you. You mentioned earlier you're getting the goaltending right now. Rock, 33 shots on goal, 33 stops on goal.
Got the goaltending Monday.
Yes.
That was the first time in eight games that we had 90% out of either one of them. And, you know, they're two kids that I love both of them. That they're very good. They're very good people. And, you know, Aaron Rock, boy, 2 years ago played 55 games, was above 90%, had the best goals against in the league. Boy, who would ever think that as a 20-year-old that he'd have numbers where they're at? And again, I know there's some stuff going on back home with them, but you know, you live with these kids for a couple of years, and you know, he walks in the locker room after the game on Friday night against Omaha, and he'd say, "Sorry, guys, I'm trying." And boy, it just digs into your gut. It hurts that you hurt with them, and hey, they're not sleeping any better than I am. You know, they're trying, but again, it's the truest thing I found in junior hockey, that if you don't get 90%, you generally don't win. And when you get it, you have a pretty good chance to win. And I think that's where we're at right now. Is if our goalies give us a chance, I think there's enough on the ice that we're going to be competitive and have a chance to win. If we don't get 90%, we're not a deep enough team to have a chance to win.
Bliss, you've been on the other side of this. As you go into Chicago, they're playing for something. They're sitting in third, but they're only a point out of fourth, and they're 3 points out of second. So you're going to take on a team on the road that is hungry. Talk a little bit about when you're on the other side, how you view these games.
Well, I've flat out told our guys, I've taken the standings down in the locker room. They're not there. One, it's it's flat out, it's depressing, and it's just, it's you look at it, and you look at the schedule, and I mean, we've had everything up there that, shoot, I mean, if the sun shines and the wind blows from the west, and daddy, you know, whatever,
has a good
for
show.
This to work out, and it's a lot of wasted mental energy. And I've just told them, guys, we can only control what we're going to do, and let's worry about the next game, and let's get better each game. That, hey, there's no throwing in a towel here, that we've been dealt a crappy hand as far as the injuries go, but we're going to play these games. That, you know, I'm not calling the league and saying, hey, can we forfeit? We're going to play the games, and that's the attitude, is get better. And, you know, all of a sudden, we go into Chicago. You win Friday. You win Saturday. Well, you look at the Sioux Falls. Say, can they be swept this week? And now you're 6 points back of them, and we play them three times. Well, can those things happen? I mean, would it be crazy for them to get swept this weekend and for us to win too? That wouldn't be unheard of. I mean, it could happen, and we play them three more times, twice at home. So are you out of it? No. But, you know, I think that if we worry about all that, I think that the limited number of bodies we have, it's just sucking the energy right out of us. And we need our energy to get to 90% in goal and to do a better job of staying out of the penalty box and find a way to win a couple of close ones to put a little pressure on Sioux Falls.
Well, Bliss, we sure appreciate you giving us a call after practice. And all I can say, as much as I hate to say this, the Giants won the damn Super Bowl, so I guess you guys can still make a move here. And so we're going to keep watching, we're going to keep rooting, and appreciate all you do and appreciate the time. So have a good trip to Chicago and come back with a couple victories.
Hey, I appreciate that. And with with the injuries we have, that bus is a little light. There's a few seats that if either one of you want to hop on that bus and make the trek to Chicago, we'll make room.
If you hit some bad weather, need a little extra weight in the back, I'll make sure Daddy's on that bus.
Oh, you guys are beautiful.
We'll get you out there.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Bliss. Bliss Littler, head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Daddy, you want to go?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass.
Chicago.
Lovely.
Chicago.
The Windy City.
Chicago.
Can I fly?
Tonlin Town.
Can I fly to Omaha?
You got to get the atmosphere. Seriously, you'd have a new audience. Those kids haven't heard a lot of your shtick yet. You could probably make it all the way to Chicago with the broken finger alone. Storm on the road this weekend at Chicago. UNK men's and women's basketball teams home tomorrow. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Regis game. Hastings College is at home tonight, taking on Doan. And you can hear those games on 1230 KHAS. Plus, Daddy, today, we always love brackets. It's the World Golf Championships Exenter Match Play. We'll take a look at that right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet. Yet.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Looking for a Chevy Suburban? Come see this 2003 LS 4x4 for just $13,500. How about a 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee? 53,000 miles that's sure to please, only $12,900. At Carney Auto, you can rent a car for just $19.95 a day or use your tax refund to buy here and pay here too. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4 or call for details.
The postseason continues for area high school basketball teams, and we've got you covered this week. On Power 99 Thursday, it is the C29 Boys Subdistrict Final from Kearney, as top-ranked Ravenna will take on Gibbon at 7. Then Friday, the Ravenna girls take on unbeaten Cambridge at 7. On ESPN 1460, the Kearney Catholic Boys battle Cozad Thursday, Kearney and Hastings girls in the district final Friday, and Kearney Columbus Boys on Saturday. Plus, don't forget St. Cecilia Boys and Hastings girls action as well this week.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
HastingsLink.com.
HastingsLink.com?
HastingsLink.com.
Link what? What is it?
HastingsLink.com.
Like L-I-N-K?
Wouldn't you like a website that had local news, up-to-the-minute local weather, local sports, plus all the national news, business news, and entertainment news you need? It's out there. It's HastingsLink.com, your complete local information site. You can even post a free classified that'll be looked at by people around here, not in some other state. Check it out. HastingsLink, L-I-N-K.com. Your link to Hastings.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine through the day today with high temperatures into the upper teens. Winds out of the east still develop at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows near 1 above with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. On the way up to 27 with some increasing clouds Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, it was 1 degree this morning when I was here at whatever time I got here.
I know, but we're talking about golf, we're talking about baseball, we're talking about warm weather.
Oh, so nice.
If you want to get out of the cold and enjoy those warm weather feels of golf, only need to go 10 miles north on Highway 10, Prairie Hills Golf Course. They've got the golf simulator waiting for you. Tracks ball swing, ball movement, and swing speed. It's new. It's voted the best simulator of 07. Nick, Kurt, and Curtis are all there for you to show you how to run it, to show you what it takes to score well. You can play a variety of courses. We've heard nothing but good things about this golf simulator. And check this out. March 15th from 10 in the morning until 9 at night, Prairie Hills Golf Course is having their new member open house. Free snacks and half-price drinks. See the new Prairie Hills. Check out the membership options and opportunities. Check them out anytime leading up to March 15th because that golf simulator is open every day from 8 until midnight, and they've got it for you. Call ahead for a tee time. Make sure you don't have to go and wait. And they've also got half-price Mondays on the golf simulator. $10 per person for 18 holes. You can play virtually any PGA golf course as you get ready for the warmer weather. Check them out today. Prairie Hills Golf Course, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Daddy, the Accenture World Match Play Championships, which are always fun, and they're on the Golf Channel, well, all weekend long, and then they'll throw them. Looks like NBC gets some of the coverage. I do want to give away a pair of tickets right now to UNK basketball. And because I think the trivia question is just a little tougher, we're going to throw in a Doug and Daddy t-shirt because, you know, we've got them. All you have to do is name one of the four 16 seeds in the World Match Play Golf Championships. One of the four 16 seeds. 1-888-455-ESPN. You'll wear a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's UNK Regis game. We'll throw in a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. Maybe we'll find some more junk laying around here. We'll give you two. But we want you to have the Regis tickets, and we want you to have the t-shirt. Name one of the four number 16 seeds in the Accenture Match Play Golf Tournament beginning today.
The four number one seeds are Tiger.
Oh, you're so good.
Ernie.
Yep.
Phil.
Yep.
Vigy.
No, you will never, ever, ever guess the other one. Ever. I'll let you guess 20 names and you won't get it. 20. I bet I could let you guess 20 names and you wouldn't get it.
Campbell.
No.
Boy, not Retief.
No. Just think like you're at the Masters, Calcutta. Just come on, think. We do have a winner, by the way, for the tickets. Derek has got us a winner. The other number one seed is Steve Stricker.
Oh.
You did not got that.
Really?
In 20 guesses.
No.
Never would have got that.
Who are the twos?
The twos are Rory Sabatini, Justin Rose, Jim Furyk, and Adam Scott. Can't believe you didn't guess Furyk.
Okay, you know, Furyk and Scott would have certainly been mentioned, but
the 16 seeds, Tiger Woods against J.B. Holmes, Ernie Els against Jonathan Bird, Phil Mickelson against Pat Perez, and Steve Stricker against Daniel Chopra.
Cool.
Here's your bracket, Daddy.
Yeah, that comes down to those guys having to play 36, I believe, on that last day.
It's okay, as long as it's nice.
Yeah, as long as it's nice. Like obviously, they get the Hogan, the Snead, the Player, and the Jones divisions.
Who is our winner there, Derek?
Aaron from Ravenna, new J.B. Holmes. He'll be squaring off against Tiger, so he got a tough draw.
Aaron from Ravenna, he's going to go watch Drake Baronic, I suppose. I don't know. When we come back, Daddy and I are going to break down match play because I want your winner.
Well, that's not too difficult.
We'll take a break. Be back after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sport to just hanging out with friends. An athlete's always an athlete, but many athletes forget to hydrate like one.
That's right, Greeny. No wonder 50 to 70% of athletes show up to practice or games inadequately hydrated, and that affects performance. So the experts at Gatorade created G2, a low-calorie blend of electrolytes and flavor to help maintain hydration between games.
G2, you're always an athlete. Hydrate like one. Head to a participating Walmart today, where a 20-ounce bottle of G2 was only 88 cents. G2. Low-calorie, off-field hydration from Gatorade.
Say you're driving to dinner without a TomTom GPS when you notice the road ahead is closed for construction. You could turn off and look for a way around, even though every street you're passing is a one-way the wrong way and the architecture suddenly looks different, each fleeting moment only confirming the barrage of subtle guilt your in-laws are plotting as they glare across the table at your empty seat. Or you could use a TomTom. With its exclusive MapShare technology, TomTom gives you the world's most up-to-date maps, so when a road shuts down, your evening doesn't. TomTom. Go confidently.
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is on the road this weekend, skating at Chicago Friday and Saturday. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams wrap up their regular season at home this week, hosting Regis Thursday night at 6 and 8 and Colorado Springs Saturday afternoon at 2 and 4. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are home tonight to take on Doan, women at 6, the men at 8, and then they'll wrap up the regular season hosting Nebraska Wesleyan Saturday afternoon. The Nebraska men look to get back in the win column tonight against 24th-ranked Kansas State. Tip off at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Then they'll travel to Texas A&M Saturday. The Nebraska women will host Missouri Thursday. Then it's off to Texas Tech on Sunday. In wrestling, UNK travels to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to take on Mary of North Dakota and Augustana on Friday. The Hastings College wrestling team is at the regionals in Blair on Saturday. And the Nebraska wrestling team will be at 7th-ranked Iowa State on Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine through the day today with high temperatures into the upper teens. Winds out of the east still develop at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows near 1 above with the southeast wind of 5 to 15. On the way up to 27 with some increasing clouds Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above. Let's go, everybody!
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk to the opening day pitcher for the Stanford Cardinals, Jeremy Bleich. We had told you earlier in the week that we were going to have the head coach, and maybe we'll catch up with him later. But, Daddy, evidently bad luck for us, but bad luck for them. There's an illness in the family, and the coach has that to deal with.
Yeah, so just got informed this morning, actually. That he would not be able to join us. We will talk to the starting pitcher, Jeremy Bleich. Interesting story. Got an opportunity to play in the Cape Cod League last couple years. Really solid left-handed pitcher. Nebraska is going to have the work cut out for us. Thad Weber going for the Huskers in game one. Johnny Dorn actually going to pitch game two of that doubleheader. So Thad Weber will go against Jeremy Bleich in the first game. Four-game series. Be interesting to see many people not expecting many good things out of this Husker team. Let's see if they can get some early momentum and kind of change some people's minds.
1-888-455-ESPN. Email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This is from Nick, who says, I can't believe what happened in Holdridge last night. Is it really a rule that a team forgot to bring the white jersey so they get a T for every player that reports? Thanks, Nick. I assume that it is rule, but it was really bizarre. I can see if both teams were wearing the same color, do you think they would play shirts and skins? Nick says, of course, referring to the Alma-Cambridge game, which we talked about at the top of the show.
Well, that's...
Cambridge brought the wrong uniforms, and so they were teed up because they were playing with the wrong uniform.
For every player that was on the floor, so you started off the game with five technicals, which is, in essence, 10 free throws, and then they hand the ball to Alma to start the game, which they made seven of, started the game 7-0 with the ball.
Unbelievable. Well, Daddy, we've been going through the World Golf Championships here. There's always guys that sometimes, you know, from that are not from the U.S. that make a little noise. But let's run down our brackets and see how it comes out, because it's a bracket. We love brackets.
Well, we do love brackets. Interestingly enough, you know, we were trying to figure out the number one and number two ranked golfers, and you had me guessing a little bit. I guess Retief Goosen is a two. Retief Goosen actually an eight seed in
he
this.
He had a bad year last year, a real bad year. He could match up with Ernie Els in the second round if they both win today. And there's always some upsets, but you just don't know where they're at. Tiger Woods and J.B. Holmes, who has already won.
Yeah, J.B. Holmes had a great start to a young season so far this year, but Tiger gets him and probably beat him like a 10-8 or something.
And then Mike Weir and Aaron Oberholzer, Tiger could get Weir.
See, I've got Mr. Oberholzer coming out of that, but nonetheless, an 8-9 matchup, I think it's a coin flip situation. Kind of who gets hot? You got to throw birdies in this deal.
Also in that quarter bracket, Zach Johnson, the Masters champion, against David Toms. I'm taking David Toms.
That's interesting because I think a lot of people, you would say Zach Johnson, although being the Masters champion a year ago, he's really a four seed, and David Toms, 13.
Exactly.
I mean, that seems to be a big discrepancy there.
Aaron Baddeley, Mark Calcavecchio. Baz has been kind of hot, but I'm taking Calc for the upset. He's
young versus old there. I'm going to take Aaron Baddeley, but...
Rory Sabatini against Bradley Dredge. Rory, just because he's got to be around to make it exciting.
I'm going to take Rory.
He's in the same bracket as Tiger.
I will take Rory because, I have no idea who Bradley Dredge is.
Paul Casey, Robert Carlson.
I'm going to take Paul Casey because I have no idea who Robert
is. That's why I took Carlson. KJ Choi over Camilo Villegas. I'd love to see Villegas, but KJ Choi will win that match.
Well, you know, I take Camilo Vegas because of the way he dresses.
Well, then you're going to take Ian Poulter.
I did take Ian Poulter.
So Poulter and Camilo, you know what? That could be a heck of a second-round matchup. You may need to put on sunglasses to watch that thing. So that's how things sit there. Ernie Els over Jonathan Bird.
Yes.
I got Retief Goosen to beat Andres Romero.
I was so shocked that he was an eight seed, I took Romero to beat him.
Henrik Stenson against Robert Allenby. Not Appleby, but Allenby.
Allenby.
That's who I've got.
Austrian or Australian?
Yeah, for beer. Trevor Immelman and Shingo Katayama. South Africa and Japan traveling, and somebody goes home today.
Katayama.
I'm going to take Immelman in that one. Adam Scott and Brendan Jones. I'll take Scott.
Scott as well.
Woody Austin and Toru Taniguchi. I'll take Woody Austin.
I'm going to take Woody Austin, yes.
USA. USA. Sergio and John Sindanananan.
I will take El Nino.
And then you've got Martin Keimer and Boo Weekly.
See, you get a lot of these international flavor. Keimer, a German guy. You've heard of him, Derek? Mm-hmm. Derek?
Got to go with Boo there.
I would take Boo Weekly.
I took Keimer.
Okay.
On the other side, Phil over Pat Perez.
Okay.
Tim Clark over Stuart Appleby.
I will take Stuart.
And Tim, that's going to be a tough match if Phil plays Tim Clark. Jeff Ogilvy, Justin Leonard.
I take Geoff.
I'm going to take Justin. Lee Westwood, Brant Snedeker.
I took Lee.
Yeah, I like Lee. I think maybe he's finally going to start coming into his own after a long time of not having a lot of success. Justin Rose over Rod Pampling.
I took Rose as well.
Verplank and O'Hearn. I'll take Nick O'Hearn.
I will take O'Hearn as well.
VJ seems to maybe have it back a little bit. I'll have him getting past Peter Hansen, although yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that's one of the first guys home.
Peter Hansen's sore. He's been playing drums with the brothers again. I'll take VJ.
Nicholas Faust and Richard Green. Who you got?
I will take Faust.
Really? You going to take Faust? I took Green.
You know, tomorrow we're going to have so many X's on this.
Oh, it's gonna be like, because this is worse than the NCAA bracket. There's a lot more upsets. This is a lot more evenly matched. This is where a 16 and a 15 are almost, in some cases, a coin flip. Steve Stricker, Daniel Chopra. I don't know how Stricker's a number one seed, but I took him.
Yes.
Richard Stern and Hunter Mahan.
I took Mahan.
Yeah, of course, because he's from the U.S. Angel Cabrera and Anders Hansen. For some reason, I want to take Hansen, but I took Angel.
I took Angel as well.
And it's Marlboro Lights.
If you can smoke three packs of cigarette on a round of golf, you should be able to score pretty well.
Angel will play until he gets bored. And then, you know, kind of John Daly, he'll say, okay, it's time to go home. Luke Donald, Nick Doherty.
I took Luke Donald.
I took Doherty in the Battle of Englishmen. Jim Furyk, Colin Montgomery, I took Furyk. That's too bad, because I'd like to see Monty around.
I took Monty.
Uh-oh. Stephen Ames, Charles Howells. Stephen, 9-8 Ames against Chuck Howell. I'll take Howell.
I took Ames.
Padraig Harrington, Jerry Kelly. I took Patty.
I took your
Open champion.
Jerry Kelly.
And Stuart Sink, and one of my favorite golfers. I always seem to select him around Masters time and U.S. Open time, and sometimes he's there, and then Sunday you wonder, what happened to Miguel Angel Jimenez? I took Sink, though, because he's pretty darn good.
Yeah, well, they're all pretty darn good, but I took Sink as well.
All right, let's go through one more bracket here, and then we'll go into a break and pick our champion. Tiger Woods and Mike Weir. I have him against Weir.
Well, it's just, I got him against
Oberholzer.
But, I mean, Tiger's going to smoke these guys.
Okay, then I have David Toms against Mark Calcavecchia. Who'd you have?
I've got Zach Johnson versus Aaron Baddeley. I will take Zach.
I'm going to take David Toms. I have Rory Sabatini against Robert Carlson.
I've got Rory against Paul Casey. I will take Rory. Okay. The Rory Tiger deal just sets up too good.
Well, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
That would be the dream matchup, obviously.
I've got KJ Choi against Ian Poulter. I will take Choi.
Camilo Villegas versus Ian Poulter. I will take Ian Poulter.
Okay, Ernie Els and Retief Goosen, and I don't even know if Goosen will be there, so I'll take Els.
Yeah, I got to take Els out.
I've got Allen B against Immelman. I think you've got the other two guys.
I've got Allen B versus Katayama.
And?
I've got Allen B moving on.
I'm going to take Immelman to move on. Adam Scott and Brendan Jones. Let's see, no, Scott, and I have Scott and Woody Austin.
I've got Scott and Woody Austin as well, and I will take Woody Austin.
I'm going to have to stay with Adam Scott. I don't know. It'd be nice to see Woody. That, if it was who you want, it would be Woody. Sergio, and I've got him against Martin Keimer. I'm going to take Keimer.
I'm going to take El Nino going out. I've got him actually facing Boo Weekly.
Okay. Other side, Phil and Tim Clark. I'm taking Phil because I like Phil, but that could be nighty-night Phil.
Yeah, I got Phil moving on.
Justin Leonard is who I have against Lee Westwood.
I've got Ogilvy versus Westwood. I've got Geoff moving on.
I'm going to take Westwood.
Okay.
Justin Rose, Nick O'Hearn is who I have, and I will take O'Hearn with the upset of Justin Rose.
Really? I've got Nick moving on as well.
You had O'Hearn?
Yes, I did.
Vijay Singh against Richard Green. I will take Richard Green to move on, the 11 seed in the player bracket.
You know, I'm going to take Vijay to advance. I've got him actually facing Nicholas Foss.
You know, it occurs in the back of my mind when we talk about certain things, some of the people that we know, friends, acquaintances, that are listening to us going, those idiots don't have a clue what they're talking about. So I'm thinking of all the golf pros and assistant pros and the maintenance workers and anybody that does anything going, what are these guys picking? This guy has no chance. He's going to get beat 6-5 in the first round. And to finish things out, the Snead bracket. Steve Stricker against Hunter Mahan. I'll take Stricker.
I've got Mahan advancing.
I've got Angel Cabrera against Nick Doherty. I'm going to take Doherty.
I've got Angel Cabrera versus Luke Donald. I'm going to take Luke out.
Okay. Jim Furyk against Charles Howell. I'm going to take Furyk.
I've got Colin Montgomery versus Stephen Ames. I'm going to take Ames out.
And Padraig Harrington against Stuart Sink. Boy, who do you have in that one?
I've got Jerry Kelly versus Stuart Sink. I've taken Stuart Sink out.
Man, that's a good one. That is a very good one. But I'm going to take Patty Harrington.
If you could get 30% of these, 40% of these right?
Be tougher to pick football. I'll guarantee, or tougher to pick this than football. That's all I know. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, Ken and Carney on the line for you.
Ken, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is golf really a sport?
Uh-oh. I don't know, Ken. Is NASCAR a sport?
Well, I don't know if they're athletes or drivers.
And bowling a sport? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That's always the great debate when you get to things like this. Is anything outside of basketball and football and baseball and hockey a sport? I think that's where it stops, isn't it, Daddy?
Boxing.
Boxing's a sport, yeah. I mean, yes, it is a sport. I guess you just don't hear about it too much.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, people will lump in NASCAR, golf, bowling.
It is interesting.
Swimming, I don't know where that one goes. Poker gets thrown into the non-sport, which it is a non-sport.
It's interesting because you've got people with bodies like Tiger Woods, and you've got bodies like John Daly competing. Or, you know, you mentioned the guy that smokes all the time,
Cabrera.
You know, you've got guys with those body builds playing on the same arena as you've got somebody that's, built like Aaron Baddeley or some, you know, Ernie Els, the Big Easy. And, you know, that's what makes golf interesting. You kind of do it whichever way you see fit, and Tiger stays very, very fit.
We're going to finish our picks. We've got some breaking Nebraska baseball news coming up right after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
A&T Repair salutes the Eustace Farnham Lady Knight basketball team on their sportsmanship and skill. We'll be rooting for you to get that ball and sink it in. Good luck at district finals, girls. A&T Repair, Napa Auto Parts Store and Tractor Repair. Call us at 308-486-3241. Gus's Place salutes the girls on the Ravana Blue Jays basketball team on their sportsmanship, camaraderie, dexterity, and skill on the court. Everyone will be shouting, "Keep making us proud," and good luck at district finals. From Gus's Place in Ravana, your full-service bar and carryout. Home of hot stuff.
If you're looking for wireless service that offers outstanding value and America's most reliable wireless network, look no further. Verizon Wireless is the only choice. With great deals on the latest phones and wireless plans that let you make the most of your minutes. Switch to America's most reliable wireless network today at any Verizon Wireless communications store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Why do I buy medicine at Walmart? Because if I don't work, I don't get paid. They've got the lowest prices on over-the-counter brand names that I trust for me and my family. Look, no one plans on getting sick, but if we do need a prescription, most of them are only $4. $4? Wow, that's less than a copay. Back to work.
Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine through the day today with high temperatures into the upper teens. Winds out of the east still develop at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows near 1 above with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. On the way up to 27 with some increasing clouds Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
See what a rant brings you once in a while. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Have an email from Scott and Carney that says, "Tell Ken to go grab his Speedo and finish swimming practice. Golf is a sport." Oh, and of course, if you're going to play golf, you want to do it on beautiful, lush, green fairways. Well, you can have that same look in your yard with Curbit Incorporated. They know it's hard to imagine with this cold weather thinking about a beautiful lawn and beautiful landscaping. Well, you want the best in town. You want Curbit Incorporated. Matt and his guys will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. They've got flower beds, pathways, walkways, playgrounds. They can work your sandboxes and, of course, water runoff control and drainage. Border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. And, Daddy, I know you hate edging and trimming.
I do. It adds a lot of extra work, and which Curbit's willing to do for you.
You can set your appointment with Matt today. Of course, they've got the big show coming up at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds at the end of March on the 28th and 29th. And the phone number for the folks at Curbit, 237-4805. Or you can check them out on the net, Daddy, curbit.net, C-U-R-B-I-T.net, curbit.net. Talk to Matt and the gang. And again, this is one of those things, Daddy, where Matt says, you know what? You don't just call us and say, come over, and we just do it. They're going to take time and give you what you like. There's obviously, as we just said, a variety of choices.
Let's do this side of the yard right now, and we'll wait till later. Matt understands that. He knows your finances are important to you, and he wants to make it right with you. So he'll do what it takes to be necessary to make your yard look better.
Well, let's check things out here. The University of Nebraska baseball team has been picked to finish.
I would say eighth.
Sixth in the Big 12 by a vote of the league coaches today. The Huskers, 32-27, reached the finals of the Tempe Regional, returned six everyday starters. Texas, the pitching staff is led by, of course, All-American right-hander Johnny Dorn, who looks to become the Husker all-time career win leader.
31 right now.
We expect to have a real live Cornhusker joining us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We believe it'll be DJ Belfonte joining us on the show tomorrow. Also, as we said, Jeremy Blyce, the starting pitcher in Game 1 for Stanford, who the Huskers are heading out to face in the opening weekend. And we're expecting a call from Coach Billy C. tomorrow. Texas picked to win it, followed by Missouri, Baylor, A&M. I'm going to tell you right now, wasn't Missouri the surprise team last year? And they've kind of got where they need. Missouri has taken Nebraska's spot in the Big 12 as far as a team that doesn't have a lot of tradition, trying to build some tradition. This will be a crucial year for Missouri with some of those big arms no longer with the program. Texas, Missouri, Baylor, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, the top five, then Nebraska, Kansas State and Oklahoma tied for seventh, Kansas, and Texas Tech picked to finish 10th with Larry Hayes over 1,000 victories. Daddy, it could get to an uncomfortable situation if Texas Tech finishes last in the Big 12.
Yeah, a lot of people actually going into this year, especially Husker fans, with the lack of pitching depth coming back, think the Huskers could be in that cellar, could be a cellar dweller as well. And that's not, you know, comfortable for anybody in Lincoln as well, but it'll be interesting to see as the season shakes out. Stanford, an interesting team to get started with. They were only 28-28 a year ago, 9-15 in that Pac-10 conference. So we'll get it underway on Friday, doubleheader, and then single game Saturday and Sunday in Palo Alto.
Let's go to our World Golf Championships.
Should we wait till tomorrow?
Because they're playing today.
I know, but we're...
They're playing today.
Well, these...
If your guys goes out today...
Well, you'll... okay.
See? So we'll just move it along. Coming out of the Jones bracket, my final four was Tiger against Toms, Rory against Choi. I picked Tiger and Choi to move on, and then Tiger to win the Jones bracket.
I've got Tiger and Rory because I want to see that matchup.
And you pick?
Tiger. Duh.
Okay, in the bottom I had Els against Immelman. I'm taking Immelman. I had Scott against Keimer. I'm taking Scott. And then I'm going to take Scott to go out and win the Hogan division. Although somebody at a double-digit seed has to move on here.
I've got Ernie playing Allenby and Woody Austin playing Sergio. And I've got Allenby and Sergio advancing with Sergio moving out.
In the player division, I have Phil and Lee Westwood. I'll take Phil Mickelson. And then I've got O'Hearn and Richard Green. And I took Nick O'Hearn. And I took Phil Mickelson to come out. Although Phil, not the match play god that some of these other guys are. That's going to be a long shot. I probably should have took Tim Clark or O'Hearn all the
way. See, I've got Ogilvy moving on along with VJ. And I got VJ moving out.
Wow. And finally in the Snead division, Steve Stricker against Nick Doherty. And Jim Furyk against Padraig Harrington. You know, Stricker can't go to the finals, so even though Nick Doherty will probably lose today, I'm going to take him out to make it to the Elite Eight. And then I've got Furyk and Padraig Harrington. I'm going to take Padraig Harrington. And then coming out of that mess, Padraig Harrington.
You know what? Coming out of this mess, I've got Luke Donald and Stuart Sink, and I'm going to take Sink coming out to win the Snead division.
Tiger and Scott on one side. Phil Mickelson and Padraig Harrington on the other. I will take Tiger to beat Scott. And why not? Phil, to beat Potty. Tiger and Phil in the final. That's what everybody wants to see.
Yeah, that's what, but they're not going to get it, just like my Rory-Tiger matchup. I've got Tiger facing Sink in the finals with Tiger winning.
All right, I'll take Tiger. That's the Doug and Daddy Show. Bye. Oh, Tiger Woods. We'll take Tiger, World Golf Championships, and, you know, there you go. We really stepped out on a limb.
Hey, Kansas State steps into the Devaney Center tonight.
Nebraska wins the game tonight outright. Nebraska wins.
Oh, Douglas, I like your optimism. Not going to happen. Michael Beasley with a beatdown tonight. Huskers reeling and don't think they can get it going. Don't think they have
Nebraska
anything going.
Nebraska wins outright tonight.
Michael Beasley.
A lot of high school basketball tomorrow. Got a lot of the sub-district finals tomorrow. We're going to catch up with Coach Billy C., see how he's doing with the Jets. Also, we have a Husker baseball player that is scheduled to join us tomorrow. And Jeremy Blythe, starting pitcher for Stanford. Want to thank Bliss Littler, Tri-City Storm, for joining us today.
Michael Beasley could be among Danny Manning, Joe Barry Carroll, Michael Thompson as the number one overall picks in the NBA draft when he is picked to go after his freshman season.
Trying to find the Nebraska line before we get out of here. Oh, man. Where'd you see it? It's Nebraska, come on. Where are you? K-State's favored by 4.5 opening line. It's down to 3.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.